Little Richard, the self-described king and queen of rock and roll, has died at the age of 87. His son told Rolling Stone that he died today, and his lawyer told NPR that the cause of death was bone cancer. Little Richard was an explosive performer who inspired generations of musicians, from Otis Redding to the Beatles to the late David Bowie. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
With his ferocious piano playing, gospel-strong vocals, pancake makeup, and outlandish costumes, Little Richard tore down barriers, starting in the 1950s. That is no small feat for any artist, let alone a black, openly gay man who grew up in the South. Jimi Hendrix, who once played in Little Richard's band, said he wanted his guitar to sound like Richard's voice. His peers, James Brown and Otis Redding, idolized him. Little Richard was an audacious showman in everything he did. Movies like Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Black, I'm a black man! Ain't no black man supposed to live in Beverly Hills!
And commercials.
I called Geico expecting to get a recording, but someone was there to help me.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Little Richard was born Richard Wayne Penniman in 1932 in Macon, Georgia. He was one of 12 siblings. His father was a brick mason, a bootlegger, and eventually a nightclub owner. Little Richard once told NPR, Macon was a muddy little town.
Cows and a lot of chickens and a lot of pigs. It was a beautiful place, you know, and I was singing all up and down the street loud as I can. Everybody hollering out that door, shut up, you're just making too much noise. But I was singing Tutti Frutti even then, and playing Lucille on the piano at that time.
Lucille, you won't do your sister's will. Lucille, you won't do your sister's will. You ran off and met, but I love you still.
To develop his style, Little Richard borrowed a few things from the performers he admired, like a singer and pianist who went by the name of Escarita.
Now they were rocking in the Jordan, everybody was rocking with me.
He too was openly gay and wore makeup and loud clothing. He also taught Little Richard to play the piano. Then there was gospel singer Marion Williams. Little Richard said that's where he got his trademark whoop.
It was the power of the music. He intensified the beat.
Charles White wrote an authorized biography of Little Richard.
It was the voice that was like a fire blizzard across an Arctic waste. I mean, every major rock singer tried to copy his voice.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. My money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go. Have time for Saturday night. Now I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up.
In the 1950s, the music industry, like so much else in America, was segregated.
Back at that time, the black records was considered as what you call race records, mm-hmm. And black records was not played on white stations at the time.
White artists often scored big hits covering Little Richard's songs, like Pat Boone. Little Richard claimed he didn't see a dime from some of those covers.
While I was slipping on the slide and they was keeping on a hiding, putting my money in unknown banks.
Slipping on a slide, keeping on a hiding, been told a long time ago.
Eventually, Little Richard did make a lot of money from his recordings, movies, and TV appearances. He toured the world. He was, in many ways, a living icon who was both respected and ridiculed. In the early 1990s, Jamie Foxx impersonated Little Richard on the sketch comedy show In Living Color.
I know what you're thinking, too hard. You're thinking, did I get all six shots or five? Well, honey, in all this excitement, good golly, Miss Molly, I kind of lost track myself.
Little Richard was a man of extremes, a wild pop star, and a deeply religious person. There were periods during his career when he left showbiz altogether to preach. The 1970s were rough for Little Richard. He was drinking and doing drugs daily.
I got so I didn't want to make my engagements. I got so I didn't want to do anything but just party hardy.
His younger brother died around this time, and two of his friends were killed.
And then I said, well, God is trying to tell me something. Then the thought came to me, what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And I decided that I would give my life to God.
Oh, you know when I'm right. You know when I'm wrong. You know where I go, Lord. You know where I belong. You know all I do. You know my secret too.
It took someone like Little Richard, a fearless performer and gifted musician, to help move American music forward. He liked to remind people he was the architect of rock and roll. He didn't build the music by himself, but he was one of its most original designers. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You know just what I need. It may be something.
We want to note that we are also aware of the death of the influential hip-hop and R&B executive Andre Harrell, a former president of Motown and the founder of Uptown Records, and we will have more on his legacy tomorrow.
Turn the lights.